Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today in a pre-recorded program from beautiful Cusco, Peru, close to Machu Picchu, which is, in my opinion, one of the world's most spiritual places. The vibration of both Cusco, Machu Picchu, and the Sacred Valley here is very high, and much of this area is already in the fourth dimension. And I think it's going to be one of the first places which will shift into the fifth dimension later this year, of course, along with Mount Shasta in Northern California. Yesterday, we were at Machu Picchu with my group, where we all meditated and went right into the Hollow Earth and met with the High Council of the Hollow Earth. They gave us some amazing messages, which I'll be playing shortly during this broadcast. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Today, I'll also be talking about my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, which will be on March 13th, 14th, and 15th. I'm running a special now for registration, where if you register before January 31st, the registration price will be only $125 for the entire three-day conference. After that, it'll go up to $197 for the whole conference. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Also, a little later during this hour, I'll be interviewing my good friend Maureen Thorne Thompson from California, who will be giving messages from our Pleiadian friends on how we're doing with the Ascension. At the top of the second hour at 3 p.m. Seattle time, I'll be playing messages I received from the ancient Inca on top of Machu Picchu yesterday, and I know you'll find it fascinating. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful prayers for rain in Australia during the last couple of weeks, because it really worked. We are powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier planet. We're not supposed to be fighting. We're not supposed to have conflict. We're not supposed to be arguing with each other. We're supposed to be living in peace and harmony and a paradise planet. This is the destiny that John F. Kennedy told me about, that he tried to create when he was alive, of course, in the early 1960s as our president, which was cut short by his assassination, unfortunate assassination. But because it is our destiny to become a much better and happier planet, those trends are still continuing, and we are starting our ascension into the fifth dimension. And in my opinion, it's just a matter of time before we ascend into this fifth dimension. There are parts of the planet which will be going first into the fifth dimension. Machu Picchu will be going first this summer. Mount Shasta is another area which will also be going into the fifth dimension sometime in July of this summer. I will be actually in Mount Shasta this July. For those of you interested in going with me to Mount Shasta, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's an amazing place. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But if you'd like to go, please let me know as soon as possible. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me in the United States at 509-750-9793. I want to go back to the fires in Australia briefly before we go on to our other topics today. Nearly 1 billion animals died in those fires, and so I urge everyone, even though the fires have stopped, to continue to send lots of love and light to the beautiful people and animals of Australia, so they may heal the damage that is done to this country. It also appears from the research I've done that, and what I've been told from people in Australia, that many of the fires were simply not natural. Like the fires in California last year in Paradise and Malibu, California, many fires in Australia were artificially started by either arson or particle beam weapons. There have been many pictures and videos of actual particle beam weapons actually being used in Australia to start fires and destroy homes and automobiles from the inside out, where these particle beam weapons would hit like a home, burn the interior of the home, but yet leave the shrubbery and the trees undamaged outside of the home. Same thing with cars. Many cars in Australia were burned from the inside out, where the drivers were completely vaporized, and the rims of the cars were and the tires were completely melted, leaving the shrubbery and the trees outside completely untouched. These same particle beam weapons were used in Paradise in Malibu, California, a little more than a year ago. And what I find really amazing is that the estimates of how many people were killed in that area are far, far too low. From what my spirit friends tell me on the other side, there were like something like 50,000 people who were incinerated in Paradise, California, with another 30,000 burned up in Malibu, California. I was actually contacted a little more than a year ago by the spirits of those fires in November of 2018, and the spirits wanted me to ask for people to pray for them because everybody had forgotten about them. I mean, think of it. One day in October, 2018, there were more than 80,000 people who all had lives in Paradise and Malibu, California, and they were all incinerated by these particle beam weapons. What I found was amazing is that when you looked at the pictures of these fires, you saw all these cars on the freeway. They were burned inside out with the people fried inside with their skeletal remains there. But yet there were trees and grass and shrubbery outside of the outside of these cars. And that was untouched, totally untouched. And I guess what I found amazing is that is the mass media, and we're supposed to believe that these were so-called natural fires. I don't understand the reality. It doesn't make sense to me. And it's like what's happened in Australia. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, in Queensland, Australia, province of Australia, there were like something like 30 brush fires started all simultaneously, all at the same time, burning up a huge area. And that's not a natural fire. I don't care what the mass media says. These fires were caused, artificially caused, to cause destruction in Australia. And I think what's happening is that the negative entities on this planet are doing everything they can to cause trouble, but I know that none of their efforts will be successful because they've lost the war, and I know we have a beautiful and bright future ahead of us. Sure, we're going to have our challenges, but I know at the end we will create a much better and happier planet. I want to thank all the sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as Minotti Lombardi for his wonderful support of the new Hopi Library. I also would like to thank my good friends Marion Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan Erik and Lemon Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries with over 250,000 listeners. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website and provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who support my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course, KKNW and Eric, whose help and support for this program, without whose help and support for this program would not be possible. I want to tell everyone I have a special spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. I'm also running a special this month where I've reduced my cost for price for readings by 50%. So if you'd like a good full 1 hour reading, please call me at 509-750-9793, or you can email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost for a full reading for an hour is only $50. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, or contact your angelic guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me or call me anytime. On behalf of the Hopi Indians, I'd like to thank everyone for their beautiful support for the new library, as well as clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo. It's amazing to think in the United States that this can happen, but the Hopi do not have their own functioning library. They have about 20,000 people on the reservation. They have a bookmobile, but no library, no museum, nothing. So I've decided to help raise money, books, and computers to help them establish one. If you'd like to donate books, computers, and or make a donation toward this worthy goal, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. With the help of several Hopi elders, we've already identified two or three different buildings which are vacant on the Hopi reservation, which could be used for a combined library and museum. And I know it's just a matter of time before a new library and a new museum cultural center for the Hopi will be created. I'm also continuing to help fundraise for clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo Indians in Arizona. For only $125, a brand new clean water filter can be purchased for either the Hopi or the Navajo, so they can have clean water without arsenic and radiation for many years. It's amazing to think this happens in the United States, but both the Hopi and Navajo drink the local water supplies are completely contaminated with arsenic and radiation, so that their longevity is about 50% less than non-Indians outside of their reservation lands. If you'd like to donate toward this worthy effort, please email me at outoftheworld1150@gmail.com or call me in the United States at 509-750-9793. I'm broadcasting today actually from Cusco, Peru, not far from Machu Picchu. It's such a beautiful place, the people here are very gentle, and it's in the fourth dimension. I'm coming back here again with another small group from May 17th to June 5th, 2020. If you'd like to come, please send me an email or give me a call. We will be visiting Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pisac and the Sacred Valley, Puno and Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines, as well as Paracas. Paracas on the coast of Peru is an amazing place. It actually has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. When I was here in Peru last year, I actually contacted some of the spirits of these human extraterrestrial skulls and found out that they had come here through the Nazca Lines in an attempt to take over the planet. Fortunately, the Native Americans living in the area knew what they were trying to do, and they ended up in a battle with them, and they ended up wiping them all out before they could cause any harm here on the planet. In addition, we'll be meeting Inca shaman, who will be giving healing sessions for those who want it on the trip in May. Side trips will also be available to the Amazonian jungle and other archaeological sites near Nazca to see extraterrestrial skulls and UFOs. The trip is only $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. Psychic readings will also be available, and I'll also be giving free classes on contacting the ancient Inca and angels and spirits on the other side. I hope you can come with me to Machu Picchu in Peru later this year. I'll also be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year. The first trip will be from July 1st to the 8th, 2020, and the second trip will be from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. Mount Shasta is one of the world's most spiritual places. And when I've been going to Mount Shasta recently, miracle healings have been occurring with regularity on the mountain. For example, in September of last year, in 2019, Adama and the people of Hollow Earth restored my eyesight in both eyes to crystal clear 20/10 vision. Previously, for the past 30 or 40 years, I had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye of 20/50 vision, and I can't tell you how happy I am to be able to see crystal clear again. Other people have been cured of Lou Gehrig's disease, Lyme's disease, and one lady was given a completely new set of legs as well. She'd been crippled for the past 20-plus years, and one night, she was visited by the Sasquatch and the people of the Hollow Earth. She was actually beamed aboard a UFO, piloted by the people of the Hollow Earth, given a new set of legs, beamed back down to the campsite. And when I ran into her the next morning, she was running around the campsite screaming, "They healed me! They healed me!" I thought she was on drugs at first, until I was able to get to slow her down, and she explained with a lot of excitement that the people of the Hollow Earth and the Sasquatch had given her a new pair of legs. The cost for the trip is just $200 per person, and if you're interested, please email me at outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793 here in the United States. The monies go to pay for the cost of camping and food for the trip, but I hope you can come. If you have any questions, please call or write me. Finally, I want to mention a couple of sponsors. Christine Light sells wonderful products called Harmonizers to neutralize dirty electricity, and they can help protect you from the new 5G cell towers. If you like, please visit her website at www.quickrestoreharmonizer.com. Also, there's a fantastic new health product called the Liquid Gold product. It's an amazing product, and I use it myself. For more information, please see the website at www.liquidgoldrx.com/TEDMAHR, TEDMAHR. Or you can phone this telephone number for more information at area code 719-428-9746. On March 13th, 14th, and 15th, 2020, I'll be having my 6th annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington. The address is at 9101 Silicon Road, Southeast, Olympia, 98513. It's right off of either exit 111, which is an angelic number, or exit 114, about an hour south of Seattle. Our website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and we'll be having some fantastic speakers this year, including Simon Parks, direct from England, who will be there. He will be there in person. Simon's soul, actually, he says, is one-third human, one-third one-third mantis, and one-third reptilian. He chose a long time ago to go with the humans, us humans and mantis. He's a fascinating fellow. Simon's one of my best friends. And he always has something interesting to say. His parents actually were in British and American intelligence, and so he has a very unique perspective on the world and how things are going on. I think it'll be one of his first trips out of England when he's there. Some of the other speakers will be James Redfield. For those of you who don't know Mr. Redfield, James was the author of The Celestine Prophecy back in the 90s. It was a book that helped me start me on my spiritual path as well. And The Celestine Prophecy was actually, the book itself was situated in Peru, of all places, where I am now. And what it was is that it forecast a great spiritual awakening of the people of this planet to higher spiritual realms, and he was absolutely right. The book helped me on my spiritual path. It's a very famous book, and he'll be there as well. He now teaches classes on helping people achieve their spiritual path. Alex Collier will be there as well. Alex is a famous contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy. The Andromeda Galaxy is the next galaxy over from this Milky Way galaxy. They have a blue central sun in the Andromeda Galaxy, and so the people living in the Andromeda Galaxy, humans there, they actually have a light blue skin. And I'm told that many people, for example, from Africa, came actually from the Andromeda Galaxy, and over the millennia, their skin actually turned from blue to black. So it's very interesting history. They are all in the fifth and sixth dimensions and higher dimensions. They're all benevolent, and they care about us deeply. So he'll be there as well. He has regular contact with the people from the Andromeda Galaxy, and is also has been in face-to-face contact with them as well. So I know that'll be great to have him there. Rex Baer will also be there from the LEAK Project. Rex is a fascinating fellow. He has something like 500,000 viewers and followers on YouTube. He focuses on current events, and if you like, just please watch one of his wonderful videos on YouTube. He has a weekly program. I was on it a couple of months ago, twice, and he always has something interesting to say. He'll be there as well. Tom Palladino is scheduled to be there. He's a wonderful healer from Florida. He uses what's called scalar energy, which is Tesla energy, to help people. What he'll do is he'll take your picture and he'll run it through one of his Tesla machines, and it really can help people. It can help cure people of all kinds of things. So if you'd like to meet Tom in person, he'll be there, and I hope you can come to meet him. Eric Raines will be there as well. Eric is a fantastic energy healer from the Salem, Oregon area. Eric, back about 5 years ago, I first met Eric at a UFO conference in Mount Shasta, California, and he took out the negative implants which were in me, and I have felt fantastic ever since. He's a wonderful fellow, and he really knows how to heal people. If you look him up on the web, you'll find that he has a worldwide following for his work. Of course, Michiko Hayashi will be there as well with the Emoto Peace Project. Michiko was the administrative assistant to Dr. Masaru Emoto for over 10 years before Dr. Emoto passed away in October 2014. At the time Dr. Emoto passed, he was considered the 17th most spiritual man in the world. And he was famous for discovering that water crystals can that the crystals can form in water from just our positive thoughts. He also discovered that you can clean up radiation from nuclear reactors by just sending love and light to the reactors and writing the words love and gratitude on the nuclear reactors themselves. He was a fascinating man. It's too bad he's passed on. But his work now is being continued by Michi from the Emoto Peace Project. The Emoto Peace Project is a project that was started by Dr. Emoto back in 2005 when he made a speech before the United Nations in New York. He made the goal at that time of distributing 650 million children's books to every child in the world to teach them the value of love and gratitude and to show them that we're powerful spiritual beings and our thoughts and words do count and they do matter. Dr. Emoto found that if you write the words love and gratitude on a glass of water or a bottle of water, that beautiful water crystals form in that water. Conversely, if you write, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water or write hateful words, for example, on a glass of water, the water itself starts to break down and forms ugly patterns. One of the things he discovered later after that, was that everything is haro, or vibration. So that if you want to heal yourselves or help cure yourselves of a particular physical or spiritual condition, you need to adjust the vibration in your body. Before he passed away, Dr. Emoto would use special haro machines or vibrational water machines where he would have someone either put their hand on this electronic pad or he could also take their picture and put it on this electronic pad. The machine would analyze and scan the picture or the vibrations in the person's hand and determine what vibration would correct whatever physical or spiritual condition the person might have. When Dr. Emoto used this technique to treat over 10,000 people before he passed away in 2014, he had an amazing success rate helping people and treating people for nearly every physical or spiritual condition. At my upcoming conference on March 13th, 14th, and 15th, you'll be able to meet Michi Kohayashi, and if you like, you could also get a haro treatment from Michi at the conference. These haro treatments, as I said, are very, very effective. And I'll give you an example of one such case. It was about 2 years ago, and I had a Galactic Wisdom Conference here in Olympia when I met this lady. She must have been in her late 60s, early 70s, and she hadn't talked to her daughter in about 25 years. And she came up to me and she said, "Ted, is there anything that can be done to help improve relationships with my daughter?" And I said, "Well," I told her about the work of the Emoto people and the Haro machines, what Michi does and the other people do there. So she went over and had a Haro treatment. And within 2 days, I'm not making this up, her daughter called her for the first time in 20 or 25 years, and they've been getting along great. And what the Haro machine did is that it corrected the vibrations in this lady so that she would have good relationships with her daughter, and she's been so happy since. I have to tell you, we can't guarantee it will work every time, but Dr. Emoto, when he was using this technique to help people, had an amazing success rate. If you'd like to register for the conference, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And again, I'm running a special now for the conference for only $125 for the 3-day conference. And I hope you can all come. With that, I'd like to bring on my next interview with Santos and D'Augustine. They're wonderful Inca shaman here in Peru. And this interview was just recorded yesterday, and I'd like to play it now. Hello, friends. I'm in Cusco, Peru today, and I'm meeting with a wonderful man. He's an Inca shaman. His name is D'Augustine, and his son, Santos, who's also learning to be a shaman as well. Santos speaks English, so he'll be translating for his father today. But Santos, thank you so much for coming on my show today.
Okay. Good afternoon, friends from Peru, from Cusco. I'm so happy to talk about from Andean knowledge. And then my name is Santos, and I'm from Cusco, Peru, and at this wonderful time to meet with Death.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Santos. Tell me, the kind of ceremony you did just now, what is it called, And what is the purpose, please?
So we did a ceremony today. This is the ceremony like I work with the spatial offering for the Mother Earth. And this is the purpose for the blessing for the friends, also blessing for the in the world. It's so much things happening in the world. So it's very nice to make the offerings to help this planet. And this is the ceremony. It means giving the offering for the Pachamama and the mountain spirit. The Pachamama means the Mother Earth. So to be balanced.
Do you and your dad look at the world as being imbalanced now?
Yes. Because so much thing is happening, it's people doesn't know about the balance, so it's being imbalanced. Mm-hmm. So we want to help you up the balance, the people and the planet to make it better. Mm-hmm. But we're in so many people the same planet.
I agree. And in terms of imbalance, do you mean like wars, conflict, that kind of thing?
Yes, it is especially in big cities, and this is happening. It's like complex. People make self starting making complex mm-hmm. for other people and the family, and sometimes as well, because they didn't know about the respect, the people and also Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. What is if you could ask your father, what does he look for the future? What kind of future does humanity have on this planet?
Nishang. Kamba kawas kay imas kaman watam ki titeximib alin suka manas
ki tumbupi no kawas kay minang pagtim buko naman di ko na aso niya awansan icha ka chiray kung ki pache mamanches ma apu ko naman hape pa kospa causan anjes pa nyam bakten bu ko man china ko na parabs de masieron to chaya pun ko na waking ya me pache mama te kiringu waking ya man respetan ko chba te mama ta tirai ko na aso asun tempo sentit usarin parabs sentit chayan tu ku i mai mana kon ka tirai ko pache mama anjesma apon jesma pache mama anjesma nas khan so ramanda ho qarakhnis Чиме нюхака ки паче мамале мандане тугуй сунгуйва хапе пагонны маньяконны. Ичаг мананя тахтым бугуна алинжи чирайку. Паче маманджи сан сумахта хайварес алгансайкюспа. Каусайнинджи санья бахма апасун. Ки каусайгуна ама чингечунчу астанунья бахма апаната астан каусарисун. Инди тайта киле мамманта. Ням бахтымбе ингарипа тимбунта юареспа.
What language is your father speaking, by the way?
So he's speaking our native language is Quechua. Mm-hmm. So it is very old a language. Mm-hmm. So because we are the last descendant of the Inca, so Inca time there was a language for them. It was Quechua. So he's speaking Quechua.
And just briefly, so my listeners know, his tribe, your tribe. Did not come out of the Andes until 1947, is that right?
Yes. Yes, it was from 1970. It was very isolated from the outside of cities.
So basically, when the Spanish came in the 1530s, your elders knew what was going to happen, so you all hid yourself in the Andes and lived there for something like 400 years, over 400 years, before exposing, coming out, and showing yourselves to the rest of the world.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It is correct.
Wow, so all of your traditions then are preserved.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what did your father say now? I just wanted to give that background.
So my father said about the scene in the future of this planet, because it's so many parties in big cities and big countries, it's happening so much conflict. Mm-hmm. Try to make it a war. Uh-huh. And also happening so many things happening about money, about all the different things, and not respecting the Mother Earth, the mountain spirit. So he's just looking for the future. It can be his feeling can be changed, but it's harder for the change to be calm down. Mm-hmm. But he's just every day he does prayers for the change. People can be feeling as the self to be more believed the Pachamama and the mountain.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking. I know we have a lot of conflict here on the planet, Santos. But ask if you could ask your father, and I'd love your opinion too. Do you think things are getting better?
Like better of the
in terms of people are. I know it's tough times for some people, but people are generally making better choices nowadays, and we're moving. We are starting to ascend.
Runa cambia man yo manage ni sin alinga ki textime kanam especially tereming man unaita chi
ke khawas khamin to timkun cambia tin ichaka pacha man jismanda apun jismanda to ko son kun jiswan nam bartim bu to yaris nam bartim bu kausaita kausar jisman ke timkun hasta sosnime cambia marahme mana hina kamana uno bsi akiri punga ima bsi akiri punga iman ka saikanga ti pache mama len dismanda tak mama ku chok uno uno kuno sumak ka ka saike shinjiga ti yuna ta ni kwan dis tokui sungwan yare spiki kambia ku mana ha chak mu mana ki tokui sungwan pache mama len dismanda apons kuno manta yare spa tokui sungwan manya ko so tokui sungwan haiwari ku spa ti ka imaps kamarah anirah kam kampia kumarah kampia kum kapum kams.
So my father said, like, if we have the other tribe in the world that exists, so we have to make it the getter to make ourselves prayers to help the people, because many people doesn't believe to make all the different to save and then make it better on the planet, so we can be helped to change. So we just need to together and then like connecting ourselves to energy, so we need to do to make it better in the world.
Your tribe has lived in harmony with Mother Earth, Pachamama, for centuries, thousands and thousands of years. What advice could you give governments and private corporations and people to learn to live with the Pachamama, with Mother Earth?
So we live, our tribe, we live in like centuries about like belief in the Pachamama mountain spirit, the Mother Earth. But it's, we just give it to like big corporations of the government, mm-hmm, to have to learn and to be like the considerate to be connected to Mother Earth and mountain. Mm-hmm. But for them, it's a little bit not understand for them, because they're just thinking about money. Right. This is not going to help. But we want to understand them, to bear belief, to Pachamama on the mountain.
Well, you made a very important point there. When people value money above all else, they tend to destroy the environment.
Because it's so much, it's money, it's not like, it's not harmony, because they're making, destroying it's whatever they want to do, right, in these countries, right, big corporations, but it's not be part of their life. You know.
Do you think all the military spending in the world is bringing the world closer to peace? Do you think it's good we spend as much money in the world on the military? Does that make it a more peaceful planet?
No. Okay. For me, my sense, no.
Yeah. Is there any other... If someone were to ask you, how do I make the world a better place? What would you and your dad tell them?
If someone had asked to make
the world a better place, what would you tell them?
So I just wanted, my personal, I want to say, to make it a better to the world, to change the better way. I think it's to start to be back to more connected Mother Earth and Mountain. And everybody who may in humanity this time of their life, because people, our people and like all the humanity people starting bad things to make the worst of planets. So I think we just need to back to the how was the life in the in the before, so this way we can make it be changed the better way to the planet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good answer. What would your father say?
So my father say about the to help this planet to better way. So everybody we have to back to be balanced, the harmony. All the people we have to start teaching them, and then telling about the history, harmony, and the Andean tribes. Mm-hmm. And this way people can be starting balance, and then also starting to be more connected, and they make an offering. So that's why my opinion, I'm doing every morning prayers for the people to be back to be leave this be more spiritual to a planet, to help the planet. Mm-hmm. So this is their main opinion. So I think it's to help make the change of the world. I think we need to, everybody needs to be more related.
Okay, wonderful. We have a few minutes left, and I'd like to ask you both, if you wouldn't mind, just wrapping up your wonderful interview today, or if you have any further words to say.
At the moment, I don't have other things to say, but I'm so glad to talk to you, to share about the knowledge about seeing the our coming from our energy, our from deep to our heart. It's going to be the, hopefully to help some this message from the Peru to other countries, and so people can hear, and then so people feel different.
Great. Any further words from your father?
So he said, like, he doesn't have so much more opinion right now, but it's sufficient for now. But he's really, really to share about his knowledge. And just the one message he wanted to tell for everybody and people who listen after this message, he's really deep and telling it's this and from deep and the heart, and then he's taking this message for coming from the connected for the Incan knowledge, so this very to be safe and back to meditation, to feel the Mother Earth and the mountain spirit. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. Santos and D'Augustin, thank you so much. Muchas gracias. How do I say thank you in Quechua?
Orpichai sonkoi.
Orpichai sonkoi. Yeah, orpichai sonkoi.
Orpichai sonkoi.
Okay, thank you so much, D'Augustin, Santos, for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you very much for you too, and I appreciate it. We will tell you soon, and okay?
Okay, thank you so much again.
Okay.
Adios, amigos.
Okay, thank you.
Finally, I'd like to wrap up this hour with this wonderful interview from my good friend Marie Thompson in Santa Barbara, California. She'll be giving us an update from her friends, the Pleiadians. Hello, friends. This is Ted. I'm actually in Peru today, but I've got a wonderful lady named Marie. She's in Santa Barbara, California, and she's been giving me updates on her contacts with the Pleiadians, who've been visiting her on a regular basis now for months. And Marie, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Ted. Thank you so much. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Just fine. What have you heard from your Pleiadian friends?
Well, as of recent, The latest information is both a reflection on the last couple of weeks and it's been scientifically kind of recorded and dated that the Schumann resonance has been sort of blitzing out at 40 to 100 hertz for the last couple of weeks. I think it was January 12th. Yes, there was a blackout period also at the same time. So it blitzed out. There was a blackout period of 36 hours, kind of like a flat line for the Earth. So imagine the Earth sort of having a near-death experience.
You mean by a flat line, mm-hmm. is that the vibrations just stopped? Is that right?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Like no pulse.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes. And so this was recorded throughout all the, apparently all the stations that are sensing the Schumann resonance. I think there's little data points and satellites kind of everywhere. And so the Earth went into a flat line, went into just a blackout, basically. And it was about 36 hours. Now, during that time, for all of us as human beings, and myself included, I really felt like this sadness and kind of depression and sort of a just something wasn't right in my gut. And I didn't really, I just went through it like everybody else. Whatever, I don't know if they were or not, but I was. But I was very aware of it, and I was also watching the Schumann resonance. So January 12th as well, we had this major planetary alignment where all the planets were sort of aligned, the perfect conjunction. And then there was these mass meditations happening because of the planetary alignment to help to shift our Earth into, what we're all sort of waiting for and hoping for and trying to create is, this new Earth, this our 5D or whatever it is for each individual, to get out of this muck. And so all of this kind of perfect storm happened together within just a couple of days. And I'm sure there were some solar flares and, something else cosmically affecting us. And so at the same time, I also was not seeing my galactic friends. That was bumming me out as well during this whole time. I'm like, where are you? I need a little pickup. They weren't around. So a few days goes by, and everything kind of starts to settle and settle and settle. And finally, they put out just a desperate plea, like, "Help! Where are you? Help! What? Where are you guys? Like, what happened?" And it literally felt like it took them some time to recalibrate back to me and us as well, because there was such a huge shift, a timeline shift and jump, and for our benefit. So all those mass meditations, all those thoughts and prayers and intentions for peace and love and happiness, and not just this imaginary what if, but really, this magnificent world that we know that there's potential. If we're seeing galactics in the sky and they're telling us that they're from our future and that we are their future, then we know something awesome is out there. And so I believe that they, and us, we just helped us take a jump in that direction a little closer. After kind of understanding that, I got kind of happy, and then I started to have sightings again, and that was really great. And then, it's easy to get pulled back into kind of the old way and the old habits of worrying about all the stuff that's going on, politically, globally, environmentally, etc. And the message for us light warriors is stop focusing on all of it. It's a distraction. Our jobs are to hold the grid, to hold the energy, to hold the frequency, keep it high, keep knowing and doing and acting when the opportunities are available to work in your highest good, in the highest good for everybody. And things are changing. They already have. We just kind of took a massive magical step, and I think that things are just starting to float and hover into place.
That's wonderful. I want to ask you, after we did our prayers for Australia here a few weeks ago, I think that really had an effect, because the fires, as I know it, have stopped in Australia, and they've received a lot of rain too.
Yes, absolutely. And I believe, and also received the message that is just one confirmation that sort of got us going into this mass meditation for taking the big step into a better space. It is compounding on itself. So as we learn how we can create our world, and how Gaia, Mother Earth, responds to us in our beautiful awareness and consciousness, the more empowered we become, and especially, you know, this incredible community that you have, that we have, where we can touch hearts and souls of like minds and of like energy and frequency, and we can all just, I mean, it is magic, you know, but it's alchemy, because there's intention and consciousness behind it. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of it, is look, it is our world, and we do need to grab the reins and make some serious etheric, intentional change. And we can just do it in our mind's eye, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, well, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. When will this
it's
nonsense?
Working, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. When will this nonsense with the cabal and negative entities stop? Will that end soon? I know it's in the process of ending, but have they told you much about a timeline?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get the feeling it's the walls are crumbling this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're already crumbling, but they're going to come down. But, you know, again, I don't know. It's so hard to say.
Right.
It's so hard to say. But I think, the veil is thinner. Yes.
Right.
I mean, we're able to see and call a spade so quickly now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, it's so crazy how it's, the illusion is so much less. You know, I think everything's imploding on themselves,
mm-hmm.
and that's great. You know, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
So that our fight is less, and they're imploding on.
I think the negatives are getting desperate. That's what I'm seeing, and they know they've lost. I wanted to ask you about the coronavirus. What have you heard from your? What's your opinion of that? And have you heard anything from our Pleiadian friends about that?
I believe and that I feel supported from the Galactics by saying that it's a, you know, it's just another kind of pharma scam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course everybody loves to use fear. Oh no, a virus from China.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, as we all know, there's already a patent for both the virus and the vaccine. So that's part of the, like, geez, are you kidding me? Really? You know, how much audacity do you have to have the patent for the virus and the vaccine,
which
and
is,
then throw out a bunch of fear?
Which is the patent. Yeah, well, let's name some names.
It's crazy.
Yeah, let's name some names. The patent's owned by Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation. And the cure, the vaccination, is also owned by Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation. And there's other foundations, too, but they're the main characters, especially the Gates Foundation.
Yeah.
So on one hand, you have the Gates Foundation, who created the virus. And on the other hand, the Gates Foundation, which has the cure for the virus. What better way to make money than infect people with a virus that's potentially deadly?
That's what they say, potentially deadly. That's all the fear, you know. And then I just feel like it's just another, you know, variation of the flu. I haven't gotten it. My husband got sick. My kids got sick. They're all, you know, we all got it. You got sick. We fought it, and we're fine. We didn't need a vaccination, and I'm not going to go get one for that. But, yeah. And, oh, for somewhere, was that the Galactics are helping with that, and that they have something where they can sort of disintegrate its something, and it is being taken care of. So I just, again, one of those things where we have to just go, all right, you know, no, I'm healthy at this moment in time, and I'm going to stay that way, and mm-hmm. not buy into the fear of the virus and the,
right.
the vaccine thing. So right. I'm calling a spade, so that's what I say about it. And I knock on wood that I don't get sick right now. but yeah, I'm just not going to play into that whatsoever. And it's just, it's something for the media to tag on to, and, you know, Big Pharma gets, no, Merck or whoever has the antidote. No, it's just
right.
a play in the theater, I believe. That's my thought.
Marie, we've got about 4 minutes left. I wanted to ask you if there's any more messages from our Palladian friends and any advice they may have for us.
Yes, just we need to stop being distracted by all of the nonsense and the distractions and the lies. And this, I mean, self included, I am addicted to watching and seeing what's coming up next. And we need to stop doing that, and we need to focus our energy on our energy, on keeping the grid strong with the earth, keeping ourselves, our energy strong, and keep focusing on what we want to create and manifest, and literally not get distracted, mm-hmm. like be in a meditative state in life every moment. Nonsense. All this, yeah. We okay. need to just keep our energy where it needs to be, forward and future is now, and holding that, holding it. Because they're okay. trying to distract all of us.
I know it.
And,
I know it.
You know, those of us with the most energy are the most sensitive. And and it's taken a ton of my energy, I'll be completely honest. Like, you know, how many sure. hours have I watched every single YouTube channel? I need to stop. And I tell myself, I've got to get off and just focus on the light. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, we just have to know that the good things are coming, and as long as we realize that, and keep the faith, because we are powerful spiritual beings, and we can create our own reality too. And so, as long as you believe in a beautiful, bright future for all of us here on this planet, that's what we'll create, and that's what we'll have in the future. So, so it's always good to be positive and know that there's not only good things in store for us, but also that we have a lot of help from the Galactic Alliance, including the Pleiadians and other benevolent extraterrestrials. And anyway, Marie, it's so good to talk to you, and I'm so glad you could come on today and share those words of wisdom with my audience.
Thank you so much for having me, Ted, and have a wonderful time in Peru.
Okay.
I have a great story for you on that, and I will share it offline.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Marie. All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank you, Ted.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And just a quick reminder, those views expressed on Out of This World with Ted Marr are his and his guests and do not reflect those of the station, its management, or other show hosts.
どこから来て